The Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox?
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light. Catch all 7 rounds, 3 days, live from Detroit, April 25th to 27th, with NFL Network Draft coverage presented by Verizon and on ABC, ESPN, ESPN Deportes, and streaming on NFL Plus. It all starts Thursday, April 25th at 8 p.m. Eastern. Visit NFL.com/draft for more information. Presented by Verizon, the official 5G network of the NFL.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Hey, what up, fuckers? It's Christina Hutchinson.
And Corinne Fisher. You're about to listen to a clip from our show, Guys, We Fuck, the Anti-Slut Shaming Podcast.
If you want to hear more, because you do, from us, from Guys We Fucked, and from other people like Trevor Noah and Lena Dunham and Roxanne Gay, head over to luminarypodcast.com. You can get a subscription for as low as $2.99 a month.
Enjoy.
And so the cop, did you ever date him or no?
We dated briefly, but
how'd it go?
Yeah.
Sex good?
No,
my friend
terrible.
Fucked a cop and he like came. No. My friend fucked a cop and he would come over and put his gun on her bedside. And she was like, ooh. And this was years ago. And then I'm like, that's some white privilege shit. Okay.
Yeah, not, I'm not a fan of guns. I've dated a lot of correctional officers. And I'm like, hide ooh. The gun.
Yeah, I don't know that I would want. Yeah, it just takes just the slightest twitch of mental state to, yeah, it's
or
too
easy.
Or
just even an accident.
For sure. Yeah. Just dropping it. So he was not good in bed, the cop?
It was one time. Sometimes it takes a few times to figure each other out.
Yeah, but
out.
Then that one time is so bad. It wasn't. There's no turning back.
It wasn't great. I remember specifically, because he was much, I was like 19, I guess.
Mm, mm-hmm. Yeah, how's he?
It's like
40?
It's got to be close to
oh,
there.
Oh, yes, yeah. That's so hot. Wow. Yeah. I was fucking a 42-year-old when I was 19, and I was like, I'm the queen.
No, but then we don't realize that they're the ones that are feeling that
they're,
way.
Yeah, they're the mm-hmm. immature ones, and they're the ones that are not good in bed because they're fucking somebody so young. Yeah, it's a whole thing.
Yeah, I just remember specifically him saying the phrase, I believe it was, oh, brother, but like in like an excited, happy way, like
during sex.
Oh, yeah. Brother.
Yeah. Oh, brother. It was like, you know, wait, what? And this is not from the 20s.
Yeah. No, he was wow. like, yeah, he was like, you know, breathy, like, oh, brother.
Like, you know what? This is the problem with the much older men, because they do get too excited. And there's always like a weird way that they come or a catchphrase that they have, like a diner waitress. And you go, no, thank you. Yes.
During sex? Keep that to your goddamn self.
Oh, my.
Oh, brother, during sex?
Yeah. So right after we had sex, like I had to like that day, I was like, we can't do this anymore. Yeah.
Did he know it was because of the sex?
No. I don't think he has any idea.
As soon as he pulled out, you're like, and that's a wrap.
And seen on your dick forever. Okay. So what was the first scary looking guy you dated? And what was that like? I'm imagining the sex is better with a scary looking guy.
Yeah. Like did you just date one guy and you liked that he looked that way? Or did something happen that you're like, I need to date scarier people?
So, okay.
That don't say, oh, brother.
So after... my boyfriend and I from high school had broken up, I moved to Miami for a year. Mm-hmm. I lived there for a year. And then when I came back is when I got my boobs done. Mm-hmm. And then,
oh, you got your boobies done?
Yeah.
Nice.
I forgot about that, but how can I forget when everyone in Gas Digital is always telling you to replace them?
God damn.
Well, you have to every
women in the workforce.
You know? Literally have to every, like, yeah. Medically. But
I would not replace them out of spite. At that point.
Well, you'll, yeah. Then you'll just poison yourself from
the
inside.
Yeah, well, I hope you feel bad about my death.
Okay.
So when I moved back, I think that a combination of that maybe and mm-hmm. I don't know what else, but it was as soon as I moved back that I started, that these scarier looking guys started to catch my eye.
Huh.
Yeah.
Nothing happened in Miami with a guy that looked like Pitbull.
Well, she knew she had her boobs to protect her now.
Yeah.
It's a little extra cushion. I'm obsessed with breast implants. That's one of my favorite topics. Mm. I have literally like a 5-minute joke about breast implants. I love them, I think. I don't know. I've always just loved them. Was there a long thought process going into getting them? Or you just were like, I'm in Miami.
I'm in Miami, bitch.
It was maybe like a year and a half or 2 years I had been thinking about it. I was so young. I did it
when
I was 20.
You sit on the decision for a while, yeah.
But I was like, I mean, it wasn't.
How small were your titties?
That's what I was going to say, is that like they were like double A.
Okay.
Like less than an A.
Oh, double A is less than an A?
Yeah.
That's not double the A?
Oh, yeah, yeah,
it's
yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Because, yeah, triple A battery is a smaller battery.
I was also thinking about batteries.
Okay, same page. We haven't had sex in a very long time. Yes. Okay.
So I was like, and then plus I'm like hippie, you know? So it was just
The boobs look great on you. Like, they look very, you're curvy. So it's like good. Yeah.
Yeah, it was like God forgot one thing.
That's what I always feel about me. I go, well, you got all these shoulders and none of these boobs. But double A, I was
God,
like,
God, you crazy.
God, you're so crazy with your creations.
You really are.
So you got them. Did anyone give you any shit for that?
Not really.
Miami, it's like land of the fake titties,
oh,
right?
Oh, I meant like friends, family, ex-boyfriends, you know?
No, I mean, well, I had gotten it done when I moved back from Miami. Because like, I saw doctors out there and stuff, but nobody was there to like help take care of me.
Oh, right, because you can't lift stuff. Yeah.
So as soon as I moved back is when I started to talk to a couple of doctors. And then my dad gave me the money for me to do it.
Aw, thanks, Dad, for my titties.
Which the Gas Digital fans seem to twist into like an odd pedophilic weird thing, but it was like I really like had terrible self-esteem. A lot had to do with like being so flat-chested. And I like asked them for so long until like they were like, okay, like this is something that, you know, it's not just like a thought that popped into my head, it's something that
right
I really
you put a lot
I
of
wanted.
Thought into it. Yeah and you knew you wanted to do it.
Mm-hmm.
That's nice.
But yeah, aside, no, I never got shit because I think everybody knew. Mm-hmm. You know,
you wanted
could
them.
See me.
Yeah. Also, yeah, yeah. They could see you. Would you get made fun of for your small boobs, or it was just all internal? Which is truly a hell when you feel insecure. It's hell to be in your head. I mean, it's so unenjoyable.
See, I just get pissed because I feel like I'm paying higher prices for items.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, it changes. It changes.
Wait,
everything.
So okay, so yeah. What? Shannon, yeah. Double A titties.
Yeah.
Shannon, big ass titties. What are the differences?
I'm 99% sure my theory on the life change will be right, but fill me in.
Yeah.
Sell us. I don't think anyone ever said anything to me beforehand, but it's,
like even what do you mean, like when a cat call or
oh no, I mean like when they were when I had no boobs.
Yeah,
I don't think that
no
I
one even
got
looked
made
at you?
Fun of.
Oh, okay, okay,
but
okay,
also
okay.
That like I
you
wasn't,
didn't get hit on or right. Made fun of.
Yeah, right. Like in school, no one ever said anything to me either.
Yeah.
Like it was so funny because I feel like it's something that like my mother honestly set me up to be mocked for having small tits, and then it never happened. And I was like, well, secretly, the only one who said something about it was you.
Now I'm gonna go to my room now, mother. So after titties,
yeah, I mean it changes what, everything.
What
did
what's
your rank
changed?
Go down?
Yeah, like what happened?
It was just like, you know, buying new clothes, and then like, you know, just and it was like in my early 20s also. So I'm like,
yeah,
you know, wearing real whore bag.
Oh yeah, my whoriest uniforms were when I was 20, 21, 22.
Yeah, but then that's also when I guess like the guy that, you know, I had, I guess, in my mind before them, but never bothered to go after that because I figured they wouldn't be interested in me, is when I started to get their attention. I'm like, oh, this can be a thing.
Hmm.
Well, some of this also sounds like you probably were just presenting yourself to the world in a different way because you felt like
Well, and that's the other thing with the titties. It's like if you have confidence again, your face rests differently. Right. Like you are physically more beautiful. That has nothing to do with the tits, but it has to do with your internal world. Mm-hmm. Like you look at people with like a brighter eyed. Like, yeah.
Because part of the reason I haven't gotten them is because I'm truly afraid if I also had big tits that I would be a monster. Mm. Just like too much confidence.
Too much ego. Yeah.
it would take me over the edge.
Yeah.
So
makes sense. No, it didn't. I mean, there is no like putting me over the edge though, because I have still low self-esteem at the end of the day. So,
do you know where that comes from? Have you kind of done more? I know you're very into like introspective and the woo-woo stuff, as we call it on this show. We love it on the show.
Aside from being like not cute as like when I was younger, mm-hmm. How ugly were you?
You're pretty.
I can show you guys. I in my phone.
Yeah, I want to know how non-attractive you were.
I'll show you afterwards. I have like my junior high school yearbook picture somewhere in my phone, so I'll show you afterwards.
Please do. Okay,
that's really like that really shines a light on it in that picture.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we always ask our listeners to show us pictures if they feel comfortable when they're writing us an email, because it does dictate what the advice we're going to give you is. It
Yeah. So wait, what was the question? I'm sorry.
We were just doing life after titties.
And we're attracting this. Oh, and the internal confidence, right, of yes. Like the tits plus the physical look.
Yeah. So growing up, weight always was something that was brought up in my household. I remember like my grandmother, you know, of an Italian family, my grandma was a seamstress, as mm-hmm. you do. And she would make costumes and stuff was her job. And so she would make a cute little costume and bring it home and be like, if you lose 10 pounds,
oh,
you can wear
God.
This.
Yeah. Oh, that's, yeah, yeah, yeah. That's, it's, oh gosh, a young woman's self-esteem is so easily dented.
Yeah, so that's
and it's
like,
also so like it's like a Italian grandma, I'm sure, is also like stuffing cannolis
lose
in your 10 mouth.
Pounds. Exactly. Now eat my spaghetti or I'll punch you.
Yeah.
Exactly that. You didn't finish your plate. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it was. And
gosh.
Yeah. So and that's like one of my earliest like childhood memories is that.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's just always like physical appearance. There was always like an emphasis put on it, but like not how to get there, kind of.
Just right. Like, this so is, no, this is no the tools. Standard, but yeah. we can't tell you.
Just to get mad at you
pathway.
For not being what we want you to be. And not giving you, not giving you key things to do to get to where we want you to be. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have any sisters?
I have a little sister, yeah.
And did
was she ugly? No. Like as a kid?
No, I mean, it was a similar thing though. Like she didn't like know how to style her hair, you know, and how to like really like dress and stuff like that. Like she didn't, but she's more of a tomboy.
Okay.
Like still to this day, she doesn't wear makeup or, you know, she's still kind of that person.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's nice. I'm always so kind of envious about, I like wearing makeup a lot because it's like a form of expression, but sometimes I'm like, the people who never do, I'm like, that's a great life.
It's amazing.
We got there.
Yeah.
So you have your tits, you're in.
So now scary guys are looking
you're
at you.
You're in New York. Scary
guys.
Men are looking at you.
Yeah.
What trouble do you get yourself into?
Yeah.
Thanks so much for listening to that clip from Guys We Fucked. If you want to hear the rest of Shannon's very interesting dating life.
Twists and turns.
You're going to go to luminarypodcasts.com and you can get a subscription for as little as $2.99 a month. Join us. It's fun. There are secrets.
Mm.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light.
Catch all 7 rounds, 3 days, live from Detroit. April 25th to 27th with NFL Network draft coverage presented by Verizon. And on ABC, ESPN, ESPN Deportes, and streaming on NFL Plus. It all starts Thursday, April 25th at 8 p.m. Eastern. Visit NFL.com/draft for more information. Presented by Verizon, the official 5G network of the NFL.